In Russia, Colonel Yuri Bodanov is on trial, charged with last year's kidnapping and brutal murder of an 18-year-old Chechen girl. He is the first high-ranking Russian officer to be prosecuted for a crime against a Chechen civilian. He could face the death penalty if convicted. Eric Engelman reports from the military court in Rostov-on-Don, southern Russia.
15-year-old Khamazhi speaks in a whisper as he testifies about the night his sister was taken away. It was after midnight on March 27th of last year. Khamazhi and his family heard the roar of an armored personnel carrier outside their home in the Chechen village of Tangichu. Russian soldiers burst inside and grabbed his older sister Elza, wrapping her in a blanket and dragging her out the door as she screamed for help. Across the courtroom, the man accused of kidnapping and murdering Elza sits in a steel defendant's cage. Colonel Yuri Budanov has admitted strangling the girl, but says he did so in a fit of rage, believing she was a Chechen rebel sniper. His lawyer, Anatoly Mukhin, says Budanov was suffering from a classic case of post-traumatic stress. This killing occurred because he was ill, in a state of physiological shock, Mukhin said, when a person is unable to evaluate a situation or control his actions. One by one, the men who served under Budanov testify about the night in question. Many of them clearly don't want to be here, and they're standoffish when asked about the events that led to the murder. "I don't remember" is the most common refrain. Frustrated, the judge reads back the statements they gave to military investigators a year ago, which paint a devastating picture of a drunken rampage, including indiscriminate shelling of the village of Tangichu. As tensions rise in the courtroom, the Russian officers get into a shouting match with lawyers for the Kungayev family, and Budanov joins in, cursing from behind the bars of his cage. From the start, the Budanov trial has strayed far from standard procedure. It's a court-martial, but it's proceeding in a civilian courtroom. Control of evidence is haphazard at best. When one of the officers is asked to draw a map of Tangichu, he confers with another officer during a break, a serious breach of protocol. Also questionable is the prosecution's decision not to press rape charges against Budanov. Forensic evidence suggests that Elza Kungayeva was sexually assaulted, but prosecutors say it was another officer who violated her already dead body before burying it in a forest outside their tank regiment. Elza's family is furious that sexual assault is not part of the case against Budanov, because in Chechen culture, rape is considered worse than murder. Visa Kungayev is the girl's father. "My daughter wasn't guilty of anything," he said. "They took her from her bed, raped her, strangled her, and buried her without laying the body out properly." Fearing more attacks, Visa Kungayev moved his family last year to a refugee camp in Ingushetia, where they've been living on and off ever since. Elza's murder is one of hundreds documented by human rights groups in Chechnya. There are extensive eyewitness accounts of summary executions, disappearances, and arbitrary detentions. But to this day, only a handful of soldiers and lower-ranking officers have been charged with war-related crimes, most of them minor. Diedrich Lohmann heads the Russia office of Human Rights Watch.
There should be hundreds of Russian soldiers and officers should be brought to trial. And so far, Budanov is one of the very, very few.
Not far from the court in Rostov-on-Don, military trucks transport soldiers and equipment along a muddy, potholed road during a spring rain. Rostov is the regional headquarters of Russia's North Caucasus military district, and support for Budanov in this army town runs high. Larisa, a street vendor, echoes the opinion of most people here.
"I would gladly set him free. It's not right. I don't believe that kind of man could commit rape or whatever else it is they say he did."
For now, Budanov's lawyers are banking on a temporary insanity defense. If they can convince the judge their client was suffering from some kind of war-induced trauma when he killed Elza Kungayeva, he could get a mere 3 years in prison. The three officers who allegedly helped abduct the girl have all been let off the hook because they qualified for a general amnesty last year. For NPR News, this is Eric Engelman in Rostov-on-Don, Russia.